virus or fines? Working class parents in impossible position. Lindsay Morgan, Leicester Safety First Campaign and Socialist Party. We are still campaigning. Our main thrust at the moment is that there must be no threat of fines for non-attendance, especially for shielding parents and children. All you're trying to do is keep your family safe. Socialist Party members in education are demanding a priority rota system for student attendance, and we support that. That way, parents who have to get into work could still send children in, but it lowers the amount of students there, mitigating some of the risk. Parents who do have to stay at home should have their job protected and receive full pay. One of the big problems is that many state school buildings are so cramped that you can't social distance. So when the Tories are saying social distance where possible, they can do that very easily in Eton and Harrow. They've got small class sizes, massive rooms and grounds. But in schools like my daughter's, there's no chance. A friend of mine has a son in the same year at school. She's got COPD and severe asthma, and is always in and out of the hospital. They also live with her elderly mother. But she's been told any absences are unauthorized anyway. It's just horrific. We've been trying to support each other as parents. Some parents are saying we are going to take the fine and pay the fine. But the problem is that a lot of working class parents don't have that option. If there was a mass campaign not to pay the fines, then people could feel confident not sending their kids in. But right now there's not the numbers there. I'm a single parent. If I was to get ill, who looks after my child? But on the other hand, if I'm imprisoned for non-payment of fines, who looks after my child? Parents have been put in an absolutely terrible position. Of course, a lot of parents are happy for their kids to go back. It has been really hard. The online resources have been hit and miss as well, so a lot of students just haven't engaged with the online learning. With furlough winding down, a lot of parents don't have the time for home learning anyway. And one of the things that concerns me is that my daughter is in secondary school. At what point does she stop being a child and start being a young adult in terms of how the virus affects her? So we are having to weigh up all these things. But why can't we just have blended learning? Students would go in a couple of days a week, have that time with a teacher, that bit of structure and routine, but in smaller, safer groups. But they are not doing that, because the situation in April to June was that poor students didn't have their own devices or access to broadband. The government could make the necessary resources available, but it's not willing. Meanwhile, students have been told by the government, by the news, by everyone, that they've got nothing to worry about, they're virtually immune. But teenagers are more intelligent than they are given credit for, and their mood could change as hospitalization figures in wider society go up. We had a hybrid demonstration, part socially distanced outside City Hall, part on Zoom. That was part of a day of action called by the Education Solidarity Network, the broad left group in the National Education Union, NEU. Teachers are in a terrible position. One came up to us on a Socialist Party campaign stall, and he said we can't even ballot for a strike, what can we do, we just feel helpless. The NEU nationally doesn't even seem to be willing to back its members walking out on health and safety grounds using Section 44. So the leadership of the NEU isn't doing enough to fight for its members. Everything's being done on a school-by-school basis. What that means is that different schools have very different interpretations of the Department for Education guidance, and teachers and schools are left to deal with the problems in isolation.